Boy, this is a tough one. If you look at probably one segment of the game, and that was the difference in the game, and that was the second quarter.
Well, I mean, you could potentially say that was a problem, but at the same time, we talked about the importance of coming out with energy at the start, you know, playing an afternoon game away from home. There's not a lot of energy in the building, and so you're kind of responsible for creating that energy on your own and bringing your own kind of juice and intensity. And I don't think we did that either. So, I mean, I think there's a few different points where you saw them kind of go on a significant run, but we didn't set the tone from the start. We kind of came out passive and soft, and that can't happen.
Well, and they were just hot from the floor. I think they hit their first four or five shots, and some of them were contested, some of them weren't, but, man, that's just tough to overcome and when a team like that is getting high-percentage shots.
Yeah, we only scored, 15 points in the first half, which is frustrating, but at the same time, we missed some open shots, some layups that we should have hit, and, you know, sometimes the shots don't fall, and as a coach, you can live with that, but, you know, defense, a lot of defense is just effort. I mean, there's some awareness, there's some intelligence that goes into it, but more so than anything, it's just heart and being willing to kind of grit your teeth, burn your legs, and go get it, and I don't know that we saw that. They shot the ball really well, but, you know, when half of your shots are layups, you're going to shoot the ball well.
Absolutely. It was kind of Jekyll and Hyde for Jordan Horn. He ended up with 16, got popped in the nose. He had two first-half fouls, and that really hurt you guys as well with a good ball handle, a good shooter up top. Drew Duff struggled, and he ended up getting 3 points. But it was good in a positive way to see Marshall Frohkind to come back. Been missing him for a long time, and he had 10 points there this afternoon.
Yeah, Marshall hit a few shots. He's still kind of finding his spots in the offense. And Jordan, I mean, that's kind of consistent with what we've seen all year from him as far as giving us some very bright spots and then also some spots that definitely have some things to be desired. So, you know, we knew what Fountain was going to come out with. We knew what we were going to get. And, you know, a lot of it just came down to the mental discipline to, you know, get where we wanted to get as far as offensively. The shots weren't falling necessarily, but, you know, we've talked about this all year, and in some of the games that we've been successful, we've done it where, you know, if you're not hitting shots, let's get to the free throw line. Let's get the ball to the post. Let's attack the basket. Let's put the pressure on the defense. And we do that for spurts, and I think you saw that tonight. We did that at times, but then, you know, we also have a 4 or 5 minute stretch where we look like we don't want to take the ball inside the three-point line, and we kind of just let the defense off the hook in those instances. And so, again, I think it just kind of comes down to, you know, a focus and an intensity that has got to be there every possession and not just for 2 or 3 minute stretches.
Well, I know this is a frustrating one, and it's just tough to kind of overcome a hump when you're on a losing streak like this, but it doesn't get any easier. It goes from the frying pan to the fire, and you're going to get a pretty angry Hayes High team tomorrow afternoon at noon in the tomorrow afternoon at 4:45, not noon, but 4:45 at the high school, and that was a surprise as well. I think not too many people expected to see Hayes and Scott City on the backside.
Yeah, I don't think they were expecting to be there, and obviously we didn't want to or expect to be there either, so I think you're right when you said that we potentially have an angry group on our hands. We're expecting them to come out with some intensity and some fire because they are. They're typically a very good team, and I doubt that they're happy to be on that backside. So, you know, that focus, that intensity, that energy and effort that we talked about lacking in the first few minutes tonight is definitely going to have to be there tomorrow, or they're going to bring it to us. So,
once again, his assistant coach Alex Hutchins joining us here post-game. A tough loss, 65-57 for Scott City. Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll see you back up here tomorrow afternoon.
All right, thanks, Adam.